G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here from Molloy. We present to you a short, censored version of our chat with the great Jim Jefferies from LA. If you want to hear the full, unedited, uncensored version, what you can do is grab the Listener app, L-I-S-T-N-R, and search for Molloy. Triple M, this is Molloy. Oh, it's a day early with Jim Jefferies. That's cool. We're happy with that on a Wednesday from LA.
Yeah. It's a moving target, this place.
No, I've got a fancy dinner I'm going to.
Look at that, very lardy day. Is it like an Obama birthday party or what is it?
I don't know. I could probably mention it. She's a friend of mine. I'm going to Lisa Vanderpump's birthday. So there you go.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Well, the crowds you run with.
A bit of a name drop. Me and the Real Housewives hanging out together, you know. I might flip a table to them and back off.
Are they going to film that? Please tell me that's going to be part of one of their episodes.
I might get in. I'm like an extra on those episodes now. I just pop in and out, you know.
I won't worry about you. You would have been at the Met Gala yesterday, I'm guessing. Well? What did you wear, Jim? What did you wear?
It's in New York. I can't travel with the baby. I did get an invite, but I was like, I can't go to the Met Gala. I want to go. I want to spruce the place up. I'll tell you how much I'm not allowed to go to things, right? So I'm not posh enough to go to the Met Gala. And then when I was working for the company that owned Nickelodeon, they owned Comedy Central as well, right? Viacom, they own all Viacom, these things. So I had my own bloody TV on Viacom. So I said to him, I said, can I go to the Nickelodeon Children's Award with my son? You know, because he'd enjoy that. He could watch people getting slimed and whatnot. Maybe you could let me go that. And they said me showing up at the Kids Award for Nickelodeon wasn't a good look for them.
Oh, boo.
What? So I'm not good enough for a slime show. I'm not good enough for the Met Gala. I don't know what I'm invited to.
What lane should you be in? I'm not sure. Who knows? But the Met Gala, they don't die wondering, do they? Is it just like a show-off competition? Yeah. Is it who can be more outrageous?
Mm. What is the gala? I thought it was just people just dressing really cool. Is it a dinner? Or is there a show? Is there an award? What goes on?
I think it's a dinner. Right. You have to buy a table. It's $35,000 per person. Jeez. So if you want to buy a table, and then you have to get permission from
Anna Wintour,
who curates the whole thing. Jim, we were talking off air just before, and we were both lamenting the sad passing of Norm Macdonald, who I know has a favourite of yours. Was to me, he was right up there. He was one of my all-time favourite comedians. Can you tell us what you know about the event, what you can tell us?
I love Norm Macdonald. I only met him a few times. He was always very nice and complimentary and stuff like that. I'm friends with some people who are very close to him, and they all have said that they didn't know that he was sick either. I got the same management company as him. They didn't know. He kept it hidden, and it's sort of commendable, you know, because he just wanted to be about the jokes and not about the illness. And I was thinking, like, how good that is, because I tell you what, I tell everyone when I've got a cold. You know what I mean?
You hand out a press release.
At the moment, I've got a bit of psoriasis on top of my lip. I won't shut up about it. I'm going on about it all the time. This guy had cancer and he was fighting that, and he kept it secret and still kept on going up on stage. So he'll be dearly missed by not just the comedy community, but people all over the world. He was funny on Saturday Night Live. A lot of people would know him from any of the Adam Sandler movies, etc. But I liked his stand-up.
His stand-up was extraordinary. He was the best news desk in the history of Saturday Night Live, I reckon, because he could just make you laugh. It didn't matter whether the joke worked or didn't. Sometimes when it didn't, he would just duke it out. he would just stand his ground and wait until something funny turned up. And it was just an incredible way of engaging the world. I don't know how he would go with the woke crowd today. I think he wasn't their favourite.
And I'm not one of these people. I try to act like one of these people who's like, you know, what if they don't like me, they can go themselves. But deep down, I'm a shallow individual who worries about what the general public thinks of me, right? Yeah. Often after we do this show, I go, can you edit that bit out? I might get in a bit of trouble. But he didn't give up. He didn't care. He's like, oh, well, I said some things. I didn't mean to upset the women. I didn't know that they'd understand what I was saying. Oh, okay.
He gets backed himself in every time. It was a pleasure. I think I've got a grab here from his last Letterman appearance.
What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and it exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. Every guy had one picture back then. In the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather? I got him right here. Plus everything he did every day of his life.
It's true. Yeah. I have on my desk one photograph of my grandfather smoking a pipe, and it's like, wow. People come around to look at it.
Mm.
You know, it meant something.
Yeah, no, my father pulled out one picture of himself, and then I've seen one picture of my grandfather. They're always just them sort of sitting on a porch or something.
Yeah, exactly right.
The thing about photos are they're the most unnatural positions you've ever seen in your life. There is no other scenario where you and your mates all go, let's put our arms around each other's shoulders and face in the one direction. It's the most uncandid thing you can ever do.